We'll do the first part of the evening. Well, actually, let's do the first part of the morning chanting, since that's in English and Pali together. So page 2 of these dark brown chanting books will begin with that first section, and then after that we'll chant the Buddha's words on loving-kindness. But for now, just begin on page 2.
Yo so bhagava arahang sammasambuddho. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, so akato yena bhagavata tamo, to the teaching which he expounded so well, supatipanno yasa bhagavato savaka sangho, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, tamayang bhagavan tang sadhammang sasangang, to these the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, imehi saka rehi atarahang aropite iyabhipujayama. We render with offerings our rightful homage. Sadhu no bhande bhagava suchirapparini bhutopi. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, bhachima janata nukam bhammanasa, still had compassion for later generations. Ime sakare dukhatapana karabhute pati ganhatu. May the symbol offerings be accepted. Amhakandi karatang hita yasukhaya, for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. Arahang samma sambuddho bhagava, the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, buddhang bhagavan tang abhivademi. I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One. So akato bhagavata dhammo, the teaching so completely explained by him, tammang namasami, I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho, the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, sangham namami, I bow to the Sangha. Annamayam buddhassa bhagavato bhupapakanamakarangaromase. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One.
The Buddha's words on loving kindness, we'll do the English version, and that is found on page 37. You know this one.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
So we'll have a quiet sitting now. It's just on 7:30, so for about 45 minutes, so till 8:15, and then after that, then the three of us will offer some Dhamma reflections. If we could take the spotlights down a bit, that's appreciated.